Good morning, everybody. Another beautiful Sunday morning, or whenever you're listening to this.
Gorgeous.
But, you hear that? No, do you hear that?
I hear that.
Alright. Hey, this is for Xavier, because he was telling us, like, hey, your mic quality, it's not up there. How about now?
Hey, you sound like T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah,
hey, give my man an endorsement,
somebody,
bro.
Sign me! We're actually in the studio, able to record, gonna have the video up on YouTube, also much higher quality.
Amazing.
This is pretty sweet. Little nerves up here, but hey, first studio podcast, so it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be amazing, bro. I'm just shocked the iPhones have 4K.
You just found out about that. Honestly, I just found out about it though too. I didn't know, like, I knew the high quality in the pictures. But the actual 4K on the video,
yeah,
I didn't know about 4K video. I just thought, I was like, okay, I got HD. I'm like, I always knew, like, all right, HD video recording, that's all right.
That's
4K, different. 4K is different. 4K is nice. So yeah, it's going to be nice 4K. But yeah, how's the day going?
Pretty good. Been excited all day for this. Cause I was like, we're finally going to be in the studio together. It's a great feeling.
Yeah,
we've been waiting for a while.
Yeah.
What, 11 weeks?
True. Yeah, I'm ready for this. You know, I was earlier this morning getting some golf in. You probably can't. Actually, they probably could see, but, you know, if you watch the YouTube video, you'll see I'm kind of a little bit burnt, a little tan. My golf game is compared to Charles Barkley. It is not the greatest. It's off. You can only get better, though. So I hooked a lot. I shanked a lot. I lost about 6 balls. Yeah, fun day.
Dang, I thought you would have been like Phil Mickelson or like Tiger Woods or something, bro.
Nope, straight Charles Barkley through this. yeah. Jax is more like Tiger Woods. But, yeah, ready for it, man.
All right, so there's been a discussion about your favorite rap artist right now.
One of my favorites, yeah.
It isn't even like a debate. Like, it should be a debate, but...
It is a debate, but, yeah. It's basically people were just finding out. So this is the past week, basically. They were finding out Jack Harlow, who is one of my favorite up and comings. They're like, is Jack Harlow white? And that was like one of the funniest things I've probably seen, because if you listen, like if you stream any of his music on Apple Podcasts, or not Apple Podcasts, but Apple Music, Spotify, his album covers are clearly a curly headed white kid.
Like, he hasn't hit it. Like, it's literally him. So, I don't understand. I thought they were trolling.
I don't know. I don't think people were trolling. They were honestly asking, like, whoa, I heard him rapping. All right. You heard him rapping, but you also saw the album cover, didn't you? Like, come on now. You knew he was white. Who'd you think that was? Just some random kid on the album cover? Like, that's not Jack Harlow? Yeah, that's someone else. All right.
That's wild.
But they basically, kind of found that out when he was at a Louisville Black Lives Matter protest. They saw him with like D'Angelo Russell, kind of like the big Louisville supporters, because he's like huge back into the community.
That boy D'Lo.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, they had a side by side of both of them, and basically you had like D'Lo is registered, or you know how the NBA messes with the height. This is my thing. I think the NBA's height system, or however they do that, is way off, because they got Jack Harlow's like 5'9", 5'8", something like that. You got a man like D'Angelo Russell, they list him at 6'6", and they looked exactly the same height.
But if you think about that, though, so you're telling me D'Lo is only 3 inches shorter than LeBron? Because that doesn't even sound right either.
That's true, and if you like you look at like LeBron...
That's a huge dude.
Had to get a little swig right there, but yeah, no. If you look at like LeBron backing down D'Lo... Nah, like, they look, like, a lot different, a lot taller, yeah. So, but, yeah, that was the big kind of debate, I guess you could say, but, shocker, Jack Harlow's white. It shouldn't be a shocker, but he's white.
And he wants a sponsorship with New Balance, so, I mean, like, only person I know that would want that is Kawhi Leonard. That's
yeah, you know, Kawhi's a funny guy. funny and fun.
Boardman gets paid, bro.
Hey, Boardman gets paid. But, yeah, New Balance. Jack Harlow owns like 52, 53 pairs of New Balance. Get that man an offer, New Balance. If you're listening to this, New Balance, get him an offer. You know?
If New Balance is listening to this, get us an offer.
Get us an offer, then get him an offer. Actually, get us both an offer. All three of us. But yeah, so pretty cool, Jack Harlow. Go check his music out if you haven't. But on to the next topic, I guess you could say.
Sham God finally getting his own shoe after 23 years with, of course, Puma, which is dropping June 15th. Oh, Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Oh. So it's priced around 110. It's his first, I guess you could say it's his first actual, like, basketball shoe. So I think he had a, Sham God, I think, had a crossover possibly with Puma earlier. But I don't know what, I think it was more of a training shoe. Or, like, just a casual shoe. This is his first actual basketball shoe. And if nobody knows who Sham God is, how would you explain Sham God?
I feel like people know who Sham God is. They don't know what... I didn't know what Sham God looked like, but I knew who Sham God was.
Yeah.
Like,
that makes sense.
Kyrie does all Sham God moves. Like.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look... Kyrie does Sham God. Chris Paul does... Everybody does Sham God.
Yeah.
But basically, Sham God didn't make it in the NBA. Like, he had a year. I think he had a year with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
And then he kind of went to play over in China. But he was crazy in college. Providence. He was a college star at Providence. So, yeah. But, like, basically, it's kind of cool to see somebody put in that much effort, that much work. Like, he was grinding out in China. And he finally got his Puma crossover shoe, so... It's not going to be, like, hyped release. It's not going to be, like, super expensive, super hard to get.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't see it being hyped or anything like that. Well, June is dead, though, when it comes to shoes.
That's true. I feel like a lot of people, once you look it up and they're like, oh, that's Sham God, and then it's like you sort of think about all the players that do, like, Sham God crossovers and all that, you're like, And the colorway of the shoe is nice, too. Like, it's red and black and it has Sham God on the side of them. But, I mean, I don't really play basketball like that, so I won't probably get them.
I might pick up a pair of Sham Gods. Be kind of cool to rock on your first day back to LA Fitness Gym, you know? Be like, yo, what you got there? You haven't seen these? These are the new Sham Gods.
Nah, that means don't worry about it, sweetheart. Nah, you're going to get jawed.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. See, there's certain things I can't say at on the court at LA Fitness, and that's one of them. They will jaw me, and I won't be picked up again.
Nah. I remember that one day we went, you went crazy. Everybody was like, hey, let me pick him up. Like, that man was, you had a day. You was hitting everything.
LA Fitness, they do judge you on your color, if you can ball or not. I will be honest.
I wasn't even going to bring that up, but.
It's true. You know, they see, oh, here comes the white guy. Hey, don't pick him up. But yeah, no, Jay-Z introduced Sham God to Puma, so that's kind of cool. Jay-Z influences a lot of people when it comes
I'm not even a big fan of him as a rapper, but like the more stuff that comes out, it's like he's in a lot of stuff, like behind a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and he just continues to help out the whole, basically everybody. Like if you look at Jay-Z, he pushes people to have that kind of that dream, I guess you could say.
So, yeah.
But yeah, the same colorway. For that shoe is basically Sham God's high school team colors. So, pretty cool. Little fun fact. So
Rock Nation.
Yeah. So, June is, I guess you consider, a dead month when it comes to it. I think the tie-dyes are still dropping in June, or did they get pushed back to July?
I think they're late June, or they're early July. I don't know why June 26th pops out of my head.
Yeah, June 26th or June 27th, one of those two, I feel like the tie-dyes are supposed to hit. But right now, you know, even if something says June, most likely it's going to get pushed to July with everything going on.
Yeah.
So...
Even music's getting pushed back, too.
Like what?
Pop Smoke.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. the Wu, man. Alright, but anyway, Nike SB Dunk Low. This year has just been crazy for SBs.
Dunks are just like, they keep coming and coming and coming. And I think that's basically...
Pause.
I was about to say, man. He Skip coming. That's what it reminded me of. That clip from with Stephen A. Smith. Who is the special guest on that one, bro? Hey, get the clip. Get the clip.
Get the clip. Get the clip. All right, let me get the clip.
The clip was basically, it was Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless. It was Skip coming. I'm coming. He's going to keep coming. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. Hold on. We're pulling up the clip for you guys if you're listening podcast-wise. I think it's, Stephen A. Smith, Skip, and it was one more. Oh, special guest. You got it?
I got you.
Here you go, guys. Jalen Rose. That's who the other one. Hold up. Turn that boy up a little bit.
I've been coming. I'm going to continue to come. Skip's been coming. He's going to continue to come. And people just need to get over that.
Yeah, it's a good clip.
And if you look at the video, Jalen Rose is sort of just like, all right, bro, where you going with this?
Oh, man. We get sidetracked easy.
It's okay, though.
Yeah, it's okay. What was it? Dunks are... Were we on dunks? Yeah, we were on dunks.
They just keep coming. And then that took us over there.
Dunks do keep coming. But basically, you got dunks on dunks on dunks on dunks. So, I mean, you got the Syphilis. They're dropping. And that's... You said... Yeah, July. They're going to be a black and white colorway. So, it's going to be kind of original. Kind of cool.
How you feel about it?
I feel like, here's my thing. In July, I feel like I'm not going to have a problem getting, if let's say there's like 15 shoes that drop in July that are like hard to get, I'm saying I'll probably get 10 of them. I got that feeling.
You said 10 out of 15?
Yeah, I think I can get plus 50% odds when it comes to getting shoes now. I got that faith now.
Ooh.
Yeah, just with everything going with, I'm just going to name drop Phantom out there, but that's about it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm feeling pretty good when it comes to that. So.
Things getting real spooky out here.
Nah, it's not Halloween yet.
Hey, but Phantom, though, you get it? Like,
yeah, I know what you mean, but it's not Halloween yet. Halloween's the only spooky time.
You ruined it.
Nah. But you got basically your, you got the red and white. Didn't they get pushed back?
I forgot about those.
Yeah, didn't you? Yeah, they did get... Here's the funny thing. Japan and... What is it? Japan, China, Europe, anything Europe, those releases basically are going, like, perfectly fine. So they're still getting all their June releases.
Yeah, because what's going on over here isn't going on over there.
Not to the same degree.
Yeah.
It's still going on a little bit, but not to the same degree. But that's crazy. So basically, the U.S. is going to have a crazy July. While their kind of sneaker releases continue as normal.
I sort of like it, though. I was going to say that I feel like all these releases in July means that people won't have money for everything. But nah, people going to have money for everything.
Yeah, that's true. And, yeah, because you're a sneakerhead, you kind of budget out on certain releases. Because, you're not going to get everything at retail price. It's impossible. No. Very limited sneakerheads do that, where they can pull, 15 out of 15, everything retail.
You pulling 15 out of 15.
They have special connections at that point. You got higher-ups that are looking up for you.
I need your phone number if you got 15 out of 15.
Yeah, basically. But the Dunks, they're going to keep basically pushing out more releases for them. So I think that's probably the most hype when it comes to Nike for this year, is the Dunks basically made a return. They're kind of competing with, Jordan 1s, I guess you could say. Wouldn't you say that?
I would. Do you think, who's had a more hype year? Well, again, looking at the whole year, so, later this year, too.
Yeah.
Off-White, Jordan 1s, or SB Dunks?
Just because, I mean, I like Off-Whites, but just because of how much the Dunks have basically put out there. And it's Dunks, they've came out with the Travis Dunks, they've came out with Travis Scott Low Dunks, you got the Ben and Jerry's, they came out with multiple different colorways as well when it comes to Dunks. Like, they're coming out with OG colorways, like just the regular Kentucky, the regular, like,
didn't Syracuse. They have
a, Syracuse, yeah, the Syracuse ones are nice. I still gotta get a pair of those.
The Brazil ones are nice too.
The Brazil ones dropped, was that last month?
Yeah.
Man, so, I mean, they just... There's more and more we're missing here, but
Nothing's flopped. Like, everything is going for at least double the retail price. Oh, I haven't seen anything that's like...
That's the crazy thing, is Dunk's usually 100 to 110, I think, is usually the retail price, yeah. Depending on if there's a collab or not. And basically, these things are going for, like, sometimes they'll go for 300, 400. Like, you're getting a plus, like, 200%, plus 300% profit if you're trying to resell these. So... Yeah, everybody's going to try getting them because they're the biggest margins you can basically get.
But low-key, though, them having such a low price is good in a way because, like, the Brazils are going for $250. Like, yeah. That's really, like, a pair of Jordan 11s if you really think about it. So it's like you're really not paying that much more than what you would normally pay for a pair of shoes.
Yeah, so that's the low-cost way for Dunks, I think, makes it nice for the fact that it's, like, easier to get them if you want them in the aftermarket compared to like you're saying a Jordan 11 or if you had an off-white. Basically off-whites are going to be usually 1,000 plus on resale depending on what you're getting, but yeah, I mean, it's the year of the Dunks. Dunks have basically taken over a good majority of what's going on.
I wouldn't have thought it.
I wouldn't have called that. I would have not called that if you had to start off 2020. Well, also, I wouldn't have called coronavirus either, so... I wouldn't have called that. There's a lot of things in 2020 I wouldn't have called.
I wouldn't have called Kobe.
Oh, man. R.I.P. Take a sec. Yeah, R.I.P.
I held my breath. I'm not laughing at Kobe. I'm laughing at me just being...
Short
me.
Breath?
Nah, but what's... Hey, chill out, dog. Ain't no corona over here, man. Chill out.
Yeah, but 2020's just been a wild year, man. Wild year. And hopefully we got the second half of the year. Hopefully it's a better second half of the year.
But I think at this point I can only see it getting better. I really can. Until that second wave comes out.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Wait, that's being optimistic.
A second wave going bout bout.
No, I'm saying it won't get any worse.
There we go, that's better. I said bout bout, you know, like what kind of anything goes like pew pew, you know. Pew, my sir. Who's that?
I don't even know.
We're basically going back to, let's see here.
Oh, you're talking about SB Dunks, though. That's really what we were talking about.
We're done with SB Dunks. Basically, just know this. They took over this year. They're like the go-to. You can't beat SB Dunks, basically. Like, nice. Good price, good retail price. If you want to resell them, you can make a profit. If you want to just get them in the aftermarket, you can get them for a decent price in the aftermarket. Plus, all positives, basically, when it comes to Dunks. Unless you're Chunky Dunkies, you're not getting them in the aftermarket. Unless you're selling your right arm, so not even your left.
Are you going to get them?
We'll see how the future looks on that. Finally, we actually saw the picks of the off-white Jordan 4s. So it's kind of like that cream color, but they had actual, like, pictures of them, but, like, they either do customs of it to, like, show actual representation, or, yeah. Like, they're not the actual pictures.
We know how that goes.
Yeah, because, like, you can get actual pictures, and then they're, like, or representations, and then you get the actual pictures, and it's, like, something completely different. But we saw the actual on-feet pictures of the Jordan 4 off-white creams. They look beautiful. That's probably one of my favorite off-whites that have dropped this year.
This year? Yeah.
This year. 2020. Not 2019. Or in the past. But I'm just saying, like, if you look so far through... When did they drop? Is that July or is that a July? September, October. They're in the fall. Yeah.
A lot of his stuff's come out in the fall. Like, October, he has all those Air Force Ones coming out.
Yeah.
So he's trying to hit hard in the fall.
Oof. Yeah. Fall's looking nice. The end of 2020 is looking real nice. If all these actually drop, who knows what else could happen out in the world. But, you know.
Hey, don't speak that.
I can't speak that negativity in here. But basically, they look beautiful when they do finally drop in the fall, which I hope they drop in the fall. Try to get your hands on them. Go to the Off-White website. Know somebody that can buy it, something like that.
I'm gonna definitely try to get a pair.
Yeah, those are gonna be really hard to get manually. So know somebody that's spotting systems. Rumors are true. Drake, this man absolutely loves Drake. like a little bit too much.
Hey.
Times the Nike Air Force One. So you're going to get that nice OVO Air Force One. 2021, though. Don't get your hopes up too much. It's probably going to be at least a year from now till they actually come out.
Yeah. Wait, did they actually say it's that one, though? Like, is that all white with
Yeah, so it's like an all white with a little OVO owl.
I just don't get why they do him like that, bro. Like, let that man... Even though, what is there really to maybe customize, though?
Maybe he doesn't want to design it. You ever think Drake's just like, throw the owl. Throw the owl on there. That's I'm true. Good.
He'd be like, hey, six God. That's it.
Throw the owl, throw the hands. That's it. That would be, see, even that would be pretty cool. If you put the OVO owl on one side of the right heel, and yeah. then you put the hands on the other side. The six God hands on the other side.
Yeah, and then put the little six where the Nike symbol is on the tongue.
Doing too much.
You think so?
Yeah, just because that's too much for Drake. I'm just saying two images, that's a lot. Three, yeah. that's impossible. He just said throw the OVO owl on there, we're good to go.
Honestly, who knows? He doesn't have anything besides like his signature on the Jordan 4, but he doesn't have any like decals of, does he? Oh, the 8s did. They had the owl on the back tab.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think there's really that much that has it like that.
I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm really thinking now. I don't think there is. When it comes to Drake and Nike,
he just does colors.
He's a colorway guy. I don't think he's like a signature guy. Some people are like that, though. Travis will put a signature and colorway on there. That man will like say, give me that shoe, and it doesn't even look like a shoe when you get it back. So.
Bro, they probably were like, hey, Travis, all right, but give me your Jordan 1. Here you go. They brings it back. The swoosh is on backwards. Is this a mistake?
It's like, hey, the swoosh is on backwards. Nah, put it out. Put it out. All right. Don't say anything else.
In a brown colorway, Travis? Put it out.
Brown colorway so you could go to his concert and absolutely trash the shoe.
With pink laces, Travis?
Yeah. Trash the shoe in the concert.
People do that, though.
Hey, it's an experience, and you just, you know, hey, clean the shoe up after, hopefully.
Hey, side note. When I went to his concert for Astroworld,
yeah,
like he was performing or whatever, and this guy was in the nosebleeds, and he jumped from the nosebleeds, bro.
Oh my god!
Like jumped down.
Really?
Yeah, they had to have like somebody carry him out and everything. Ha. I was like, yo,
could you imagine just being there and like you're not sitting, but you know, obviously you're standing up, you're like getting hype and everything. All of a sudden, you're that person down below. You're like, he just lands on you. You're like, what the hell just happened here? And you look around, you just see a guy, like, just bobbing his head on the ground.
Oh my god, I hope he's alright.
He probably...
nosebleeds, bro, like, what made you do that?
Man, had to be off of Perky. Perk Nowitzki lives on. Alright.
Facts. F&B.
Oh man, we're gonna get Perk Nowitzki in here for you guys just one of these times. That will be a interesting episode.
We get him to call in or something too, because you know he's a busy man.
He probably couldn't make an appearance. That man has like numerous places to go. We'll probably have him call in.
Numerous jobs, bro. Like, that man is busy out here.
Yeah, if you don't know who he is, good for you. You don't need to know who Perk Nowitzki is. All right, Fragment Times Jordan dropping
soon.
Yep.
I don't know.
We don't know anything about it. I don't think there's anything really out there yet for it. We just know.
Yeah, they just put out the little Fragment in Jordan coming soon. But I mean, I think it'll just be hype because it's Fragment. I don't think it's going to be like anything crazy. Like the Royal Fragment is nice, but it's really just a Royal.
That's true. Yeah, it's just a Royal with a Fragment on it. Right? Basically, they're...
Yeah, just a little... Like,
the logo.
Yeah, that's it.
And that boy is expensive. Whew. Just because of Fragment. But, I mean, if they do another one where... Like a Fragment and... It would be sweet. Like a Fragment and like a Lucky Green.
What's with you and Lucky Green?
I'm a big fan of green. Anything green. You can rock Jets with it. You can rock Eastern Michigan with it.
That's true.
Yep, that's why I go for it. But... Don't know too much on Fragment. We'll keep it rolling. Probably the coolest thing, besides the Jack Harlow news we had earlier, but probably the coolest thing for me, and a lot of the OGs out there probably too, is the Cool Grays, the 11s, possible holiday release. Jason Tatum posted them. Was it on his Insta story or Snapchat story?
I don't even know, but everywhere had it.
Yeah, basically, he leaked it, and he leaked getting... They looked like... They weren't, like, the same exact... You know what how they did with the... what were the new ones they just dropped? The 11s. Not too new, but the... I just forget the name.
You're not
talking
about the beige ones, are you?
Nah. Like, you know how they did the 2012, and then they had the 2019, and they just had these...
Like the Concord?
Not the Concord. The Bread... was it Bread?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's going to be, like, the same idea with them.
If they fit, like, the Breads... Well, actually, it don't even matter how they fit, bro. I know I'm going to get a pair.
Yeah, I kind of really want one of the Cool Grays 11s. I know there's a lot of people out there that want Cool Gray 11s that are OGs, too.
My dad specifically. He literally ran in the room and was like, they could be coming out. He ran in the room with his phone like, hey, did you see this? Like,
you better give him a pair for our Christmas.
Dude, every time we think about getting him something for Christmas, Father's Day,
he gets it.
He runs out there and gets it himself. And my mom knows. Mom's probably salty a little bit because he did that for Father's Day a few years ago. She was so mad. Just be patient, okay? Just be patient.
Oh, man. But that'd be hype. That'd be some really big news, basically, if we had the possible holiday release of some Gray 11s. That'd be, like, next level.
So would that be two Jordan 11 releases, like, this year?
Oh, yeah, because they got the other...
Unless they pushed that one back, because Jason Tatum already brought those out, so it's like, ah.
I hope not. It'd be nice to get two 11s.
Do you really like that black pair?
Yeah, I do. I do. It was nice. If they have it, that original picture instead of that other picture I saw, yeah, if it's that, like, that glowing looking material.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, those are nice. If it's that material that it came out with, not the greatest, but I'm still going to get it.
I don't like how it has the Jordan on the, like, the, what do you call those? Like, the laces holes or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the holes where laces go, basically.
Yeah.
Holes where laces go. Nothing crazy. And a couple things I guess we could end it with is, like, well, not end it, but cause it could be quite a bit of a topic here, but July, is it the biggest month of 2020 for sneakerheads? Like, due to all the delays and basically you got the quality of shoes that got pushed back, what would you say? Yes, no.
I would agree, because you have, like, you have SBs coming, you have Jordan 1s coming, you got Yeezys coming, you got everything coming in July. So, like, man. hey, chill.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just thinking of Skip, you know, Skip, Jalen, Stephen A. Anyways, yeah, no, but, like, it's heat. Like, you got heat after heat after heat, and I think July, you're going to have it, like, Tuesday. You're going to get those Tuesday drops, you're going to get those Friday drops, and you're going to get those Saturday drops every single week. I don't think there's going to be a week where you don't get a drop. Because you got not only Nike getting pushed back, you got Yeezy or Adidas getting pushed back too. So you got to take that into consideration. You're literally towards the end of July, literally the last week of July into the very last week of, or the last week of June into the last week of July, you're basically getting crazy hype on Yeezy Boost. You're getting... Probably, what is it, two now? It'll probably be two Air Jordan 1s. You'll probably get a couple Dunks.
Wait, are the Mochas supposed to come out in July? Or are they pushed back to fall?
They push those to the holiday. They push the Mochas to the holiday. Air Jordan 1 Mochas, if nobody knows, they got pushed holiday-wise. So.
It's going to be a... But I didn't think about that, though. They got pushed back, but they haven't, like, made, like, all dates for everything?
No.
So are they... That's going to be a lot of releases, like, every week.
Yeah, and that's... Ah, man. I think July is just going to be jam-packed. It's going to be literally... You know how every once in a while you'll get a dead week? June was a dead month, when July is going to be hype every single week. Like, it's going to be crazy just to talk about everything you have coming up in July.
Yeah.
Which we'll probably get to... Not next week, because we kind of got, you know... Little something cooking for next week.
Yeah.
But probably the week after that, we'll kind of get into the July talk, which will probably be the same week those tie-dye Jordan 1s dropped. So we'll tell you how we got those, because we will get those. He'll actually get to wear them. I'll just, you know, if you need a pair, let me know.
I keep forgetting they're like women's sizing. I really do.
I'll have them, but I might just kind of keep them in the collection.
Because the thing is, though, when I, like, send you stuff or, like, I'll be like, hey, are you getting these? And you'll be like, you know I'm not getting those. And I'm like, it's like, it's not in the first thought of, like, I don't think about it. I just be like, hey, you getting these?
That's what happens when you wear a 13.5 in women's.
Jesus.
That's big.
anyway. That's a huge woman, bro. She wearing a 13 and a half, too.
13 and a half. That's, that woman's got huge feet. She better be playing NBA.
Brittany Griner probably got huge feet.
Nah, she probably got like 18 in women. 18 Jeez. Or 19 in women. Yeah, easy.
You think so?
Yeah, I thought she was a man for a second.
Whoa.
I did. Like, nothing bad. Like, she was just, like, talking. Like, when I first saw her, I was like, oh, yeah, she'll be cold in college. Who's she playing for? And they're like, who'd she play for? Baylor? Or
Baylor, yeah.
I was like, damn, she's going to kill the men's league. And they're like, no, she's a woman. I'm like, she's going to kill the women's league.
I heard she dunked, too. Well, I mean, not, like, recently, but when she was in college, she dunked. And
she's been throwing down. That's why I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, but no, she's solid, man.
I mean, is she still in the league? She's been there for a while now.
There for a while. Remember when she wanted to go one-on-one with DeMarcus Cousins?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I could take him. And DeMarcus and Boogie got that interview. And he just started laughing. And then you had all these NBA players chiming in like, yeah, I'd pay money to go see that.
Bro, that'd be hilarious.
Oh, man. I think a healthy Boogie, even a not healthy Boogie, I think he could still dominate.
I want Boogie to get healthy, bro. Boogie's such a great player, but just sucks.
You know, Sham God kind of looks like Drummond.
He does.
He looks like Drummond a little bit. Damn, Sham God still got a better game than Drummond. I actually hate Drummond. Drummond, if you ever end up listening to our podcast, I want you out of Cleveland. I don't want you in Cleveland. I don't want you in the NBA. Just go sit on the couch. You put in no effort. You play the game. And he just disrespects the game.
Dang, bro. You just like pooped on this man, and he's 31 minutes into the podcast. He might have been a faithful listener.
Now he's not. Get off.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the one guy I don't want to listen to our podcast.
Hey, Drummond, I like you. Keep listening, bro. Keep listening.
Anyways, thank you everybody for listening. You know, if you're, like you were just saying, what, 31 minutes in? Yep. 32 minutes in, if you're in this far, we really appreciate you. That means you kind of listened the whole way through.
You're number one.
You are the number one. Anybody else that listens or just kind of fast forward to this or ever ends up listening to this part right here, we still love you.
Yeah. Hey, I love everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you listen to a second? I don't care. You listen.
Positivity. Positivity and vibes. But, hey, it's kind of a dead month. We'll still bring you as much sneaker news as possible.
And entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment too.
Yeah. Because we get sidetracked a lot.
Yeah, we do get sidetracked a lot. But it's good sidetracks. It's good sidetracks. Yeah. Besides that, everybody have a good rest of your Sunday. You know how to do it. Live it up. If you listen on Monday, hopefully this gives you a little laugh before you got to get into work. So,
or a little laugh during work.
Even better. Yeah, let all your friends know at work, too.
Facts. Laugh loud. Be like, oh, my God.
What are you laughing at? Hey, go check this podcast out. Oh, what are you laughing at? Go check this podcast out. Yeah. So, appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Oh, wait.
Oh, what's up?
What heat do you have on? Remember?
Oh, yeah. What? How am I supposed to show this?
Hey, bro, put your leg up for the people on YouTube.
I'm very not flexible, man. Ooh.
Show the people. Flexible, but you got to say it for the people that's not watching on YouTube, though.
No. So I got the cinders. They're probably a little bit dirty on the bottom. So I wore them
to Costco. He being modest.
Yeah, but nice fresh cinders. They do look beautiful. Easy Boost cinders. Yeah, they're nice. Not reflective, but I just like the normal. The reflective for me, when it comes to the like a normal colorway like this. Yeah.
I just thought about something. Since you said we can only wear heat in the studio, does that mean the studio is House of Heat?
Whoa! It's the House of Heat. It's the studio.
Oh, that's a great... hey, we should do something about that.
House of Heat.
House of Heat.
House of Heat. What heat do you have, huh? Yeah, show them up there. See, Aesthetics. I was a little bit in the corner, but... Are those reflectives?
Yeah, reflectives.
Reflectives, yeah. See, he's got a lot of reflective ones, so I can't even. So,
hey, but you know what we could do with that name, though?
House of Heat. All right, we're not going to tell you guys because we might need to do something with this. But
thanks.
Thank you for listening. Love y'all. You take it easy. Have a good Sunday.
Peace out.
Drink up water.